The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, a bit of confusion over that contact for Cool Mind. I'll give it to you one more time. This is definitive. Info at coolmindtc.ie. So it's info at coolmindtc.ie. And we were talking to Jason Donovan in the first hour, and we got an interesting text there. My friend and I were in London in 89 and were lost as to what to do. So we saw Jason's video for Too Many Broken Hearts and couldn't get over the beauty of it, but didn't know where it was. We found out it was in Oz, went over for a year, and I ended up spending 15 years there, says that person. Now, Maggie Malloy joins us in studio. She has an Instagram account called Cheap Irish Houses. I'll say that again, get their attention. Cheap Irish Houses. You're very welcome to studio, Maggie. It starts with your story, really, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
So you were in your 20s and you wanted to buy a house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would have rented probably if the renting was kind of the market for renting in South Wicklow and North Wexford was good enough. But I thought, no, if I'm sensible, I need to buy somewhere. So
right.
I started looking for a house, and I had, because I was buying on my own, I only had a certain allowance. I had like 110,000 was what they were going to give me.
What year was this?
2004, 2005.
Right. Okay, so, boomish time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, started looking at places around Wexford, and I mean, they were astronomical, the prices. Like a small bungalow was 235,000. So like I wasn't getting anything. Even the derelict houses were 150. So I just kind of moved out county by county. I was like one county out first, and I was up in the mountains in like Mount Leinster and stuff, and then out another one. And then I was like, oh, feck it, I'm just going to go for it, and I'm going to go out a bit further. And I went to Roscommon. And my father said, I'm never driving that far again in the car, because of course he brought me that day. But I loved it. I would have stayed there forever. But the house was 20,000 that I went to see. But so I ended up in Tipperary. Tipperary was kind of a happy medium, I think, for my family as well, because I was quite young and they were a bit nervous sending me off into the wilds. So I ended up in
Tipperary. How much did you pay for it?
80.
Right.
So it was on at 100, and I think I offered 70 and got it for 80. So I was delighted. So, and then I had the 110 in total. So I had a little bit left.
In what condition was it in?
Well, okay. So it had a roof, and okay, it was dry. Like it was solid. The structure of the house was solid.
I feel a big butt coming on here.
There was no windows. There was no front door. But like they're easy enough to replace. Like it's not a huge job to replace windows and a door. You're probably going to replace them anyway as you're upgrading the house. It had floors upstairs. Like it had physically had an upstairs. Yeah. Sometimes you go into
and
a house
and you were in your early 20s,
yeah,
Maggie.
I do love old houses, in my defence.
Right.
I really, really do love old houses. I grew up in one. We went on our holidays to one when we were younger and our aunts. So it's totally normal for me. Like, to have cement floors in a house, it's not this thing where you go, I can't go into a house because there's no carpet down or there's no lino or anything, you know. It was just normal. Like my granny's house didn't have central heating when we went to see her when we were growing up, and it was still lovely, and you were always warm, and you know, it was always fun. So it wasn't that big of a stretch for me to move into a house like that.
Did people think you were daft?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd
my
say
poor
they did.
Parents. So bad for them. Everyone did. And even nowadays you tell them you're living in Tipperary and they're like, why?
Come on. Tipperary is a lovely county.
Oh, it is. It is. But it's more the distance,
the distance
I think.
Away
they're
from...
like, because I work from home, so I could have lived anywhere I wanted to, technically. So they're like, what brought you to Tipperary? Like, because when they come to my house, even couriers will come to my house and they'll go, how on earth did you find this place? And I'm like, the internet. Like, the internet was around back then. You know, the websites weren't as fancy as they are now, but it was around, you know.
And I suppose they thought you were going to come back, you know, 2 months later.
It
was a terrible mistake. It was a terrible mistake. But you didn't.
And
so you're there 15 years now.
Yeah, yeah. And it's lovely. Like, and I think that, you know, every house has its downsides. Like, you know, if I had moved into a housing estate house in one of the surrounding towns in Wexford, let's say, it's like in Ascarty or even down to Wexford Town or something, like, I would have had a really, really high mortgage. I would have had to work longer hours. And like the downside of that, of course, is that you're not getting to spend time with your family. You're working to pay just to pay bills.
Yes.
And nothing else. Whereas with me, I had, when I got my house, my main plan was I need to be able to pay this mortgage if I'm on social welfare.
So
I don't want to lose my house.
How much do you pay a month?
Less than 300. So it's on a tracker. So it goes kind of up and down a little bit, you know, that ECB rate. So it's like goes from 240 to 280,
a
little bit higher. Yeah.
A month.
Between us now, because I have a husband, so he pays for it.
So you thought to yourself, I've found out this secret and I want to share it with everybody else. So you set up Cheap Irish Houses Instagram account. So what do you do on that?
So basically, if I see, I used to spend the evenings, like, well, not every evening, but if I had downtime, I'd like be looking on Daft or something like that and just go, God, there's so many cheap houses out there. Why are people complaining? Especially people like in rural areas, I'd be like, because I understand in Dublin, like, there are issues with like people not being able to get to work and stuff. They can't all move to Mayo. But so I was there kind of thinking maybe other people might want to see these houses because they are out there, but people just aren't seeing them. And every time I tell people, they go, no, they're not out there. You were just really, really lucky. And I'm like, though, they're there. They are there. You just, maybe if I put them out there and got them all together, then by me looking through the listings and finding all the cheap houses and putting them at the forefront, instead of them being at the back of all of the promotional work, then maybe if I could save 10 people doing the same searches every night when they go home from work, wouldn't it be lovely to save people time doing that? I kind of thought, yeah, and I'll just do that. And I'll put them out there, and then just the feedback I got from people, I was like, maybe people actually don't know these houses are out there.
And a lot or some of these houses wouldn't be put up on Daft.
No, a good few of them are. Even if they're not on Daft or myhome.ie, which are the two biggest portals, obviously. Estate agents have websites, you know. I mean, they're not great on mobile devices sometimes to do searches on them, but they have websites, you know, so you can go and have a look. And, you know, sometimes estate agents in more rural areas won't put all their properties up on Daft in My Home because it costs them money to do this, and the cheaper properties, it's not going to be viable for them to be spending the listing fees on it. So when you go into their own little websites, you could find maybe 10 or 11 more houses.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an illustrator.
Oh yeah, so you can do that from home.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And what about, seeing as they're all talk about broadband today, how is your broadband? And
my broadband is sufficient.
Right.
It's kind of akin to 90s dial-up, I like to tell people. It's grand. Like, I don't Skype with people. You know, that's not a thing I can offer clients when I work with them. And they're fine with that. And the work I do, there's not like these like last minute deadlines, you know, where I have to get stuff uploaded really, really quickly. I can be like, yeah, I'll deliver that Friday and I will have it emailed to somebody by Friday. But I mean, there's no, you wouldn't be rushing doing it.
No, okay. So you press send at midnight and it gets them when they're in work at 8 o'clock. Is that the way it goes?
Well, it's consistent. It's just slow, you know.
Nice.
So
okay.
You mean you can't do anything that you need any kind of a low lag time on.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these now. So there's one for 29,000. Whereabouts is that? I can't read it. The writing's so small.
Oh, in Sligo.
In Sligo,
yeah.
29,000.
And that had 3.6 acres with it as well.
My word.
So.
And there's 55,000 there. Kilfenora, is it?
Oh, in County Clare.
Yes,
yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
That one was too, yeah.
You see, I think, unlike you, people probably don't have a penchant for old houses and they don't
maybe
like
so.
The thoughts of facing into a, you know, fixer-upper type situation. But you're looking now for people who are like you because you're making a TV programme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, it's not for everybody. Of course it's not for everybody, but if the people who would be willing to live in these houses that are falling apart and getting bulldozed and all that, if there were people willing to live in them, why are people not living in them? You know, it's not just that they're not for sale, because there's loads of them for sale.
Different times, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, but they are for sale. Like, and people, I think, I know when I moved, a lot of what made me decide to move to Tipperary and to buy a derelict house was necessity. Like, I could not afford to live at home. I'm a total homebird. I would have stayed in Wexford my whole life. I couldn't do it. There weren't them protections around for people living, you know, locally, where, you know, only the sites were available to local people. Like, that wasn't a thing when I was leaving. And I think people, when you're in a really bad situation with renting or trying to get a mortgage, you open your mind up, I think, a little bit more. Right. You go, I want to get into a house, and if this is a chance for you to get a house to raise your family in, I think you might be more open to it.
So is the programme going to be called Cheap Irish Houses?
So far.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully.
And you're looking for people to take part in Cheap Irish Houses?
Yeah, I'd like people...
What's the ceiling of the budget?
I wouldn't want to go over 150,000, including renovations.
Okay.
So, because I think on top of that, you might as well be on Dermot Bannon's show.
Their renovations are over, some of them are touching 400,000, aren't they?
Yeah, but they all don't start out like that, though, either.
No, they don't. Don't. So, 150,000, including renovation costs. And you're hoping to get people who are willing to do this?
Yeah, I think people who are sick of paying high rents in cities and are maybe already originally from rural areas and were planning on going back, but they haven't gotten onto the property ladder like they thought they would in cities. And they're like, well, instead of me moving back like to Galway in 10 years' time, maybe I'll go now. Maybe yes. I'll bring my family back earlier than I thought. You know, and there are people even, to be honest, in rural areas who don't know these houses are available in the rural areas, you know? So you can be from Tipperary and not know that there's a €25,000 house down the road. Like, there's one down the road from me for €25,000 and it has been for sale for, God, I'd say at least 6 years.
Right.
You know?
And from your work and your Instagram account, you know that they're out there.
Yes.
You're confident.
Totally.
Yeah. So cameoproductions.submit.com, and that'll get you. So cameoproductions.submit.com. And Maggie is looking for people to take part in cheap Irish houses. This could change your life. It changed yours.
It totally did.
And you only got a built-in kitchen this year?
Yeah.
15 years on.
I had a kitchen, like, you know? Built-in kitchen's not for everyone. But no, I had a lovely one. I had a lovely big Belfast sink unit and I had a big Irish dresser that I had gotten given and it fitted the place perfectly. Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't have mouse-proof presses, but it's fine. I had a dishwasher. Like, I had my priorities in place, But, yeah, fitted kitchen now this year.
And you're sharing the mortgage now with Jay. You're
€140 each. A max. Yeah. No fighting over that at all. No stress.
Oh, yeah. But you have to live where you live, which I've read is 2.5 hours from most places.
Well, yeah, it's 2.5 hours from home in Wexford. It's two and a half hours from here today. Then, you know, I don't come to Dublin that often. You know, I think once you move outside of Leinster, Dublin isn't the city that you have to go to for big things. You know, I go to Limerick. I would have never even thought Limerick was a large city until I moved down. I was totally naive, you know. Mm. And now they go, oh, did you go to Limerick shopping for Christmas or did you go to Cork? People down there don't even think about Dublin, ever.
And people can go to your Instagram account, Cheap Irish Houses, if they want to see what's out there for under 100,000, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, I cap it at 100,000.
Oh, you cap it at, okay.
Just for that, yeah, for that. I do, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not cheap, really.
Yeah. Good luck with the programme. It's been a real pleasure meeting you. That's Maggie Malloy, 51551, RayRT.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.